Gopher Sheldon.
Hello?
Hello? Michael?
Yes, hello. Yes.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm fine. Is this Kevin?
No, this is Sheldon. You remember me?
Okay, yes.
Yes, how? Sorry.
I'm just calling for a couple of reasons. Is any more of the book been written? And when are we going to have another session?
Well, we can have a session right now if you want. I have time.
Okay.
So,
okay. Yeah, that's fine.
Where did we last leave off?
I'm not sure. What do you have in your notes?
Let me see. We'll have to open those notes. Give me a second.
Yeah, I don't know if me and you had a full session.
Yes, you
asked me like an overview. What's that?
I do have notes from Kevin as well, so you can continue on that. Last
okay. Yeah. Well, I guess
you talked on about. You were telling me about whistleblowing.
Whistleblowing, yes.
Yes, so talk to me on that.
Like you'd have to kind of start off from where I left off. Whistleblowing, someone else, me, or what was the whistleblowing? I was telling you that until it's released to the public somehow, I am the most successful whistleblower that ever lived, as far as the damage that I did to the deep state cabal in our government.
Uh-huh.
And do you know what a whistleblower is?
Do I know what?
Do you know what a whistleblower is?
A normal whistleblower, like a person who blows a whistle?
What they are calling a whistleblower in the media. What is a whistleblower?
Okay.
I'm asking you, do you know what a whistleblower is?
I don't know.
Okay, a whistleblower is, a whistleblower is like a tattletale. Yeah, that's the best way I could describe it, a tattletale.
If you're
working for you know to blow the whistle on corruption in our government that they didn't want it known, they call that a whistleblower.
I see.
Okay. Yes. And I am the most successful whistleblower that ever lived.
How
the,
so?
On the 6th of January, everything has turned into the favor of the patriots and the freedom-loving Americans since October, right?
Yeah.
I'm asking you.
Yeah.
It's only since October.
Yeah.
And before October, it was really bad, right?
Yes, it was.
Okay, so no one on this planet knows what happened except what I'm about to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I think I went through this before with them, though, so I don't know if I want to. It would be the same thing. I'm going over it again. The book's supposed to be about new stuff. New chapters. And, you know, so if you're asking me this stuff, I already had told the previous writers. So I don't
okay.
want. I'm not sure. I want to waste the call on repeating the same thing.
Okay, let's talk about the next chapter. What do you want it to be about?
Yeah, because the book's going to have all these things I'm telling you about, how I blew the whistle and all the things that transpired. But if I keep going over it again, then we're not going to get any new material in the book.
Okay, let's talk about chapter 3.
As much as I'd like to tell you about it, I just don't want to waste the time on that.
No problem.
That's a whistleblower is somebody that rats out the bad guys, that has insider information. It's a whistleblower.
Okay.
Know who Edward Snowden is?
Edward Snowden, no.
Okay, Edward Snowden and Julian Assange are two famous whistleblowers.
Mm-hmm.
They live in other countries right now because they have charges against them, because the government doesn't want them, they want to discredit them. So they have charges against them that are not just charges.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't live in America anymore. And until the deep state cabal is gotten out of our government, they're probably never going to get back in here.
I see.
I'm a whistleblower that did more damage to the people that they were blowing the whistle on than the both of them. And I guess they're trying to keep my existence secret until this all comes out. It's really irritating, to be quite honest with you. But taking the book from here, if I'm doing, do you do lots of autobiographies? Because I'm going to be straight up with you. There's a load of information I'm sure that I could put in this book, but I'm kind of scatterbrained. I don't know how to write a book, or if I did, I wouldn't be calling you guys. But this book, when it gets out, should be a bestseller, because I'm the only person. You're talking to the only person on this planet that has first-hand information on how the FBI has been taken down on the 6th of January. I'm the whistleblower that exposed it.
So talk to me on it. Tell me about it.
Well, did you notice in September, all the way from January, all over the news, they said, Proud Boys, Antifa. Antifa, Proud Boys. The Proud Boys are this, Antifa's that. And there was a split between who was the instigator of the riot. Was it the Proud Boys or was it Antifa? Was it Antifa? Was it the Proud Boys? And there always was a riff. There always was, this side says this and that side says that.
Mm-hmm.
And they never said anything in the media about the January 6th people unjustly being held in jail until October. Am I right about this?
Yeah.
You never heard anything about them?
No.
Nobody bothered to ask how that happened.
Well, that's how the media works.
I'm the one that made that happen. What?
That's how media works.
Yep, the media did not tell you how that happened. So how good is your media?
True.
Yeah, they didn't tell you how that happened. I'm going to tell you how that happened. I'm the one that did it.
Fire at me.
I'm the only one on this planet that did that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I'm it. That's I'm the missing link. You saw Marjorie Taylor Greene crying on the Senate floor. Then you saw 10,000 people protesting the mandates versus 50, which was 2 days earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw this big push against the shot. Nobody in the news is telling you where this came from, because it didn't come from Marjorie Taylor Greene.
I see.
Yeah, they're covering up my existence, at least for now. They called me the other Snowden. Another Snowden arrived in October. You remember that?
Not quite sure. It's pretty.
Yeah, they just briefly said it on that show, The Hill.
Uh huh.
But anyway, what could we do for another chapter here, so I'm not just repeating the same thing to you, because this is all going to be in the book.
Well, since you talked about I'm asking you a question. What you said, that you were labeled as a whistleblower, but you didn't explain how you became that whistleblower, how it started, and what.
There's another chapter about what I did at the Capitol, all the things I did inside the tunnel, all the things that I did after the riot at the Capitol. I did at least 5 phone calls to the Washington D.C. Police Department to catch them saying things. I performed an investigation on the Washington D.C. Police Department and the FBI.
Mm-hmm.
I policed them as an American citizen, and I gathered up enough evidence that I turned the tide on them. Now the American people are going to see the corruption that they did on the 6th of January, and they did a sting on the American people to frame us and to blame it on the American people to take away our rights. And what I did that day is I set up a sting against them, and I turned the tables on them. And now the FBI is the one on the run, not the American people.
Mm-hmm.
In all of our lives, you've never seen the FBI in the position that they're in right now, ever. Admit it.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah, never seen the FBI in panic mode like they are right now. I'm the one that started it.
Yeah.
You're talking to the whistleblower that started this whole thing in October.
I see.
Yeah. So you're asking me how, well, the details of how I did it are in the other chapter, but I'm giving you the rough draft of what I talked about with I think it was Lisa. I spent about an hour with her on the phone explaining every little detail on how I infiltrated them from inside the tunnel and up into Capitol Hill.
Mm-hmm.
But so is there anything more other questions more specific you could
I'll ask a very specific question. Okay.
Okay. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You were saying something? Yeah.
No, it wasn't important. Go ahead.
So you said you explained most of the part of the FBI to Lisa, correct?
The FBI what?
How you infiltrated and how you gathered information. You already explained that to Lisa, right?
Yeah, I explained everything mostly to her. I think there should be a chapter being written about it.
Mm-hmm. We don't have a chapter
on
the analysis of that data. You gathered data, okay? We don't have a
analysis
on how you analyzed that data and how you used it.
How did I analyze the data and use it? Okay. I guess we could call a chapter on analysis and use of the data I gathered on January. Okay, we can take that from there. All right. Before I left that day to go to the Capitol, I knew a 32nd-degree Freemason,
mm-hmm.
and he's a patriot, and I asked him, do you want to go with me? He said, no, he didn't want to go. So I asked everybody to go. Nobody wanted to go. So when I started to go up there, there was a friend of mine I was talking to, and she was saying she was thinking about going, but she was scared to because of the CIA could be kidnapping people. And I cried on the phone. I said, God's with me. I'm not worried. God's with me. Because everybody knew on that day that the Capitol was going to get attacked. We knew before we got there that somebody was going to attack the Capitol.
Mm-hmm.
I knew because I heard that paid rioters were going to attack the Capitol and blame it on us. But we all knew. A lot of us knew. So that's the first part of the day that I had. I knew that the Capitol was going to get attacked, and I wanted to be there to witness how people would be able to even get that close to the nation's capital. How's this possible? So when I got there, I had an open mind. I didn't know that it was a planned event for the FBI to frame us. I thought it was just going to be a few scattered Antifa breaking windows, and then we were going to be there to record it. And I didn't think it was going to be a full-fledged riot that they made it out to be. So what I did was I was pretty scared right after everything happened. I don't want to go into the whole thing again because I discussed that in another chapter. But you're asking me how I analyzed it. I didn't know for sure yet how I was going to go about getting the story out for what I did. Because I not only gathered evidence against them,
mm-hmm.
I did things to botch up their plan and it was recorded. So I planted evidence of myself doing things, infiltrating their operation to botch it up.
Mm-hmm.
And the evidence, if you want to call it analysis or whatever you could say, there was a gentleman that yelled at the police that were following me, and he said, what are you guys doing? This is our damn capital. You're letting our capital get destroyed on your watch. Where is your backup? Did you see the video of that guy doing this? It's all over YouTube. Did you?
No, I didn't.
I'm asking. No, you didn't? Yeah. Well,
yeah.
That guy was about 5 feet from me, and the police were about 5 feet from him.
Mm-hmm.
So they followed me. And he recorded that. So after the event, I went home in fear that the FBI was going to be banging down my door. And do you remember the signs that were up everywhere?
Yeah.
All over the highways, everywhere, and they were looking for anybody that was in the tunnel?
Yeah.
They were looking for me.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, they were looking for me. And they were only up about a week or two, remember?
How did you escape?
What?
How did you escape?
What? Well, I knew what they were doing. See, the whole thing was shock and awe. They set up this thing, this event, to catch Trump supporters and entrap them and say that the Trump supporters attacked the Capitol. So they hired people that hate Trump, rioters, and paid them to attack the Capitol. They were paid by George Soros, so to frame us, to take away more of our rights.
Mm-hmm.
What was your question again? I lost my train of thought. Oh. Well, first of all, I knew that they were telling us to bring telephones to record it. I saw a red flag right there. I was like, if I was the enemy, I would catch those people with their phones.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't bring a phone, and they wanted everybody to look at us as terrorists. Remember January
Yeah, I do.
January 7th, every Trump supporter that showed up at the Capitol was a terrorist, remember?
Yep.
And if you told somebody you were there, you'll lose your job, you'll go to jail, you're a terrorist, remember?
Yeah.
So I knew that they were going to do this. So I didn't tell anybody anything. I kept my mouth shut. I didn't tell anybody what I did in the tunnel. I didn't tell anybody shit. So I escaped by just not saying anything. So then I waited about 7 months, and I tried to get the word out what happened at the Capitol, and everybody didn't believe me. They figured I would have been caught already.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody to this day they're calling me a fool. They think I'm crazy and none of this happened. But yeah, it happened. So I think we were going to talk about the prophets. Was it that one of those questions you were going to ask me?
Discussed.
What's that?
That was already discussed, right?
There's all kinds of stuff I could say about the prophets. They're considering me a prophet.
Let's talk about
that's what the prophets are saying.
Let's talk about Hank Kunman.
What's that?
Let's talk about
Hank Kunman.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know much about his writings. I don't know much about him. I only know one thing. He wrote about me. That I know. Hank Kunman called me the underdog, and the prophet Kim Clement called me the other Snowden, but they're both the same person. Oh, then there's this other prophet I found out about that wrote something about us. He didn't put my name or who, but he said, but I've been starting a lot of trouble or discourse with the other prophets.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel a little offended that they're putting themselves equal to me, but they didn't risk their life on the 6th of January, and I'm the only person on this earth that pulled off what I did that day, and they say, God gets the glory. Only God did everything. No, he didn't. God gets all the glory for making me. God gets all the glory for making this planet. But God did not accomplish what happened on January 6th without me doing it. And these prophets haven't even said thank you to me. They barely acknowledge my existence, like they're jealous or something.
Huh.
Seriously, it's like they're jealous. They never even said, hey, the Snowden arrived that Kim Clement predicted to save America. I mean, nothing. They don't even want people to know who I am, because as soon as it gets out, everyone's going to want a piece of me. They're all going to want to give me money or whatever. Everyone's going to be all over me when this gets out.
Mm-hmm.
The only reason that I'm not known about now is because they're slowly drip, drip, drip with the friggin' story.
I see.
Everything happening since October was my doing. I planned it. I'm the only person on planet Earth that on January 7th had a plan.
I see.
No one in the government knew what to do. No, the General Flynn will tell you. Whenever I meet that guy, he will tell you. He did not. They all they knew is they set up a devolution plan for Trump to appear. He was not the president, to keep us from going into a civil war. So on January 6th, he said, oh, they lost the election. And I'm the only one who could see it. I don't know why. Why couldn't you see it? If you look at the body language Trump had, when Trump waved his hand, he said, ah, they stole it. And he was so calm. You couldn't see he was planning on this? I don't know why everybody's so stupid. And it's not just about that. I mean, I could talk about George Bush, the day that he said, if you're not with us, you're with the terrorists, and he had that evil look in his eye. Or when the Secret Service guy whispers in Bush's ear that the Twin Towers got blown up, and he just sits there like he knew. Why is it the American people don't look at these small little details on the news, and they just assume they're being told the truth? Why?
I don't know, honestly.
I mean, you couldn't see. How old are you? How old are you? Sir? Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, how old are you, sir?
I am 27.
Ah, okay. So you were only 7 years older when the World Trade Center got blown up.
Yeah.
Oh, so you don't know what this country used to be like. That's part of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Your generation doesn't know what we had.
Yeah.
So you don't know what we had. And if I didn't do what I did on January 6th, we would never have a chance of getting what we had back.
I see.
Do you don't remember? Do you remember much before before September the 11th?
I can recall somewhat, yeah.
Well, you remember we used to love our country, and everybody had pride when they heard the Star Spangled Banner, and mm-hmm. and having an American flag was an in thing, Everybody seemed to just think that Bush could get away with that, and I never did. And on the 6th of January, I got him. He's been hung for 9/11, thanks to me. Thanks to me being there.
Can you repeat that, please? What?
Put it in your book. Yes, I want this in your book.
Uh-huh.
So it is known. Thanks to me and the intel,
mm-hmm.
I gave the FBI tips line on the telephone with Donald Trump, General Flynn, and everyone else in the government that heard the telephone call.
Mm-hmm.
They used that information to hang the 43rd president of the United States for treason. I'm responsible for it.
I see.
I'm responsible for it. That's my proudest achievement I ever did, was making sure Bush got taken to justice. Oh, yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'm the man that did it. I am the man that did it.
I see.
So, in the tunnel breach, I was in the front, and I was next to the paid rider informant that I picked up inside the tunnel. I botched up their plan when he was saying something about the police crying and getting beat up, and then that's when I stood up. And I said all kinds of things about George Bush and Dr. Fauci and the Jesuit Oath and all that they didn't want on TV.
Mm-hmm.
I said something in the breach they didn't want on TV.
Mm-hmm.
That's how this all coming down.
I see.
Yeah. So, what were we talking about here? What was there was something new I was saying.
You were talking about George Bush.
Yeah, George Bush. I take great pride in knowing. See, I didn't know what the deep state was or the satanic cabal.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't learn it until after. I just knew on the day of 9/11 Bush did it.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he did it. I knew that everything they were doing was wrong and unjust. And, you know, us putting up with TSA officers grabbing our little kids' private parts and grabbing our private parts and treating us like criminals just to fly somewhere and every other stupid thing they have done to us since 9/11, I never accepted it. Everyone else did. I never accepted even that that you got the right to even call me a racial slur. You do.
Which was not.
You have the right to insult me. You have the right to do all these things that they're telling you for the you know that you don't have the right to do them.
Mm-hmm.
You know they've taken so much of our freedom away, and everybody just sits back and lets it go and. You know, the educational system, I don't even want my kids going to school until they fix it, especially history.
I see.
You know, it's incredible that they tell people, you know, get an education, you won't make any money, you won't be smart without an education. Really? Sure about that? Look how many educated people went along with COVID and rioted because they heard in school that that's okay to do that. And
mm-hmm.
I don't want my kids to be around these people.
I understand.
That's not an education.
Yeah.
Go to college where they tell you there's more. There's 50 genders. That's not an education, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need to revamp the whole educational system because if people were educated, this never would have happened.
I get you.
Do you know what the Nuremberg is? What?
I get you. Yeah.
Yeah. So what is this chapter going to be upon? Are we going to do the...
We are gathering, Michael, the way this thing works is we're gathering fragments of information from you. We are formulating a chapter strategy, okay? So the more information I get from you, we decide after writing it all down where it should go, okay?
Okay, so am I doing a good job?
You're doing a great job.
Okay, all right. Just let me know if there's anything you need me to do.
I'll check that up on the next session. I think for today, this was a good session, right?
Was it? I don't know. I feel like a lot of these sessions, I'm having to repeat myself. I'm not sure how this...
You have to from now on because, like, since there's a small transition from Kevin to me, there's been a lot of catching up I needed to do with you. So now that I've done that,
okay.
You won't have to repeat yourself for next sessions, okay?
Okay. What else would you need me to do for another session? Since this is a biography,
yeah.
Should I tell you about like my love life or lack of love life or what?
Well, we can.
I'm really good at telling stories, but I don't know where to start with. I mean, my whole life is full of... say it again?
We can have a whole chapter on how you found love and you got married, had kids.
Okay.
It's
say that again?
it's a biography, so it should contain that.
Okay, what else should, like, should I prepare myself for this sort of thing to make this as juicy of a book as possible?
I think it's pretty juicy at this point on its own, given the information that you're giving.
Okay. Do you know how many chapters have been written so far?
I think we are on chapter 4.
No, all right.
Yeah.
Okay, so 3 chapters have completed.
Yeah, we are tweaking each chapter as I get more information from you, okay?
Okay, all right. Chapter 4.
Yeah. So,
all right.
Wait, Michael, I'm gonna have to go to another meeting, okay? I'm going to call you next week, okay? Probably Thursday or Friday next week, and we'll catch up again on this, okay? We'll have another session. But I have to rush to a meeting. My boss is calling me, okay?
Okay, I appreciate it. I hope I'm – I just feel like I'm just kind of chatting here. I hope I'm on the right track.
No, it's fine. It's fine. It's all fine. We already planned a session, but it's okay if we have it early as well. No problem. So next week we'll have the second session, and we'll continue on from there, okay?
Okay. All right. Thank
Perfect.
You.
Perfect. Michael, have a good day.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Bye-bye.